Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. It's your future. Let Zurich help you protect it. Talk to us today about life and serious illness cover.
Thank you very much indeed for that. Now, returning to our election coverage, the counting of votes in all three European Parliament constituencies is ongoing this evening. Joining me now for further reaction is MEP candidate for Dublin, Niall Boylan, and Minister of State at the Department of Agriculture, Food and the Marine, Fine Gael TD for Kildare South, Martin Hayden. We also await presently the first count of the Limerick mayoral election. But you're both very welcome. Niall Boylan, I'll come to you first of all. You're at the Count Centre, I believe. How's it looking for you this evening?
Well, we've just had the eight count there, and I've just gained another almost 700 votes, which puts me almost close to Ciarán Cough now. It would be nice to obviously take over from Ciarán, as I did Éan a little bit earlier on. Mm-hmm. I mean, look, I, the way I've looked at this from the very, very start is, you know, I have a 50-50 chance of getting elected. We ran a really good campaign. It was a strong campaign. We got to meet as many people as we possibly could. And I know, looking back on it, there's nothing more I could have done. In saying that, you know, we're in a situation now where I knew all along, probably going by Boyle Sports and Paddy Powers and everybody else over the last 6 weeks, we'd be kind of in a little bit of a dogfight for the fourth seat.
Yeah. Can I tease that out with you a little bit, just in terms of how what you're thinking? Because we heard with our panel, I'm not sure if you heard it, Niall, that it looks like Barry Andrews of Fianna Fáil, Regina Doherty of Fine Gael, and maybe Lynn Boylan of Sinn Féin, because she can rely on the transfers possibly of Dahi Doolan. Colleague in Sinn Féin. Then there is Ciarán Cough for the Green Party, you and Éan O'Riordan and Claire Daly that have significant, maybe similar chunks of votes. Where do you think you could get further transfers from?
Well, I would be hoping, obviously, Aisling Considine, who will obviously get transfers from Malachy Steenson, and I'm hoping that I will get significant transfers there. I could get some.
Are you
from
talking
Claire
about the
Daly.
A2 candidate, just for
I'm talking about the, yes, for
okay.
the A2 candidate.
You believe you can get transfers there?
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. But I mean, I just got 700 transfers from Rebecca Barrett, who would be very similar in her views.
Of the National Party.
Yes. Yeah. So, and also, you know, I mean, I don't know what Claire Daly or where we go with Claire Daly, but if Claire Daly gets taken out at some point, there's a possibility I'll get votes there too. Because remember, Claire Daly, you know, is not just socialist, but she's also anti-establishment, which people consider me to be anti-establishment as well. So
but
I think I could garner some votes there.
She would be a left-wing candidate.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
But you still think you could get, because it's anti-establishment, is that right?
Yes, I would think that as well. There's possibility as well. And I was looking yesterday at the tallies yesterday when we were walking around. I ironically saw that people were voting for Dahi Doolan number one and Niall Boylan number two. Mm. I seen people voting for Niall Boylan number one and Éan O'Riordan number two. So the transfers seem to be quite erratic. Mm-hmm. You know,
Would you not accept that it's most likely that the Sinead Gibney, the Social Democrats candidate, her transfers are more likely to go to Éan O'Riordan or Ciarán Cough. And that if you're looking at Breed Smith, who's also a left of field candidate, more likely to transfer to Claire Daly and Éan O'Riordan, also left field candidates, than you. Would that be fair?
It would be fair, but also Aisling Considine, as I mentioned already, is probably not going to go to Éan O'Riordan. And I would like to think as well that some of those votes that you talked about as well from the socialists or the left might actually go to Barry Andrews and Regina Doherty and be absorbed, because they haven't reached the quota. So they're going to be absorbed there as well. So look, I don't know what way it's going to go. I'm predicting that it'll be still a dogfight. We could be up to the 15th or the 17th count. You never know. Right till the end. And I'm not going to rule anything out.
Yeah. Why do you think you polled relatively well in terms of first preference?
Because I think the message was strong. I mean, and it wasn't just about immigration. I mean, as I said yesterday, I can't remember who I was talking to yesterday on the air, and I was saying, you know, people feel they're disconnected from the government for the last decade. I've been listening to it on the radio. And the message is clear, but I think the immigration was a very visible thing with the tents on the canals, et cetera, et cetera. And it is something people want something done about. And I felt that was their moment to kind of turn on the government and say, you're letting us down
on
this particular
issue. Was that the key issue, in your opinion, Niall, or what were the other issues?
No, it wasn't. No, it wasn't the key issue. I mean, when I went to housing estates all across Dublin and shopping centres and everything, it was housing, it was healthcare. You know, I've said time and time again that the key moment for me was a woman who came up to me in the square in Tala, and she asked me, could she have a hug? And I said, no problem, I gave her a hug. And she started crying because she was diagnosed with terminal cancer and she was waiting 6 months just to get an appointment. And those are the things. Now, she's not going to be given out about healthcare. she'll probably give out about immigration because it's something visible that she can give out about. Do you understand? It's,
yeah, no, I do.
Like,
but as a
thing,
former Taoiseach said on the radio yesterday, change is not a policy. You have to build detail into your policy alternative.
Can
I ask you the question? A hug is not a policy either. Did you have alternatives
for that
woman? Yeah, in terms
I'm well aware of that. I mean, that, now we're being disingenuous.
No,
right?
I'm not.
Of course,
but,
I can't do anything about it.
I'm not suggesting that in any second. When that woman asked you, what can you do in terms of housing, did you have detailed
healthcare,
policy alternatives for her, healthcare even?
No, and I'll tell you what, it's not within EU competence for me to do anything on a national levelling about how, you know, the HSE is run in this country. But what I had said to people, and said to people on numerous occasions, see, if it's not within EU competency, I will have an audience or a platform of 250 million, not a platform of 100,000 people on the radio, and I would embarrass the Irish government because I've been doing that for years. I mean, I'm good at it. I'm good at embarrassing the Irish government into solving problems.
Okay. Can I ask you finally then, who did you take votes from?
I think I probably took quite a lot from Sinn Féin. I don't think I would have taken too many from Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil, but maybe some. It surprises me, and I've said this before as well, my dad was a Fianna Fáil man. It wouldn't have mattered if Fianna Fáil blew up the country tomorrow. He'd still vote for them. So, you know, I think people tend to have this kind of Stockholm syndrome that they feel that sometimes, you know, they don't want to go with something different. Better the devil you know than the devil you don't know. And they do it every single 5 years, and then they, in the hope that something different is going to happen or they get a different result each time. And it just doesn't. We do need change, and we do need better democracy. Can I just point out something very clear here as well?
I know you know live radio, so I'm going to cut across you with respect, Niall Boylan, because we are waiting a count in Limerick. But Niall Boylan, thank you very much indeed for joining us. Let's go to Petula Martin now in Limerick for the first mayoral election count.
Hi, Cormac. Good evening. And the turnout in Limerick is 81,668. The number of spoiled votes was quite substantial, actually, at 1,923. And it means the quota for Limerick's mayoral election will be 39,873. John Moran, first preference, 18,308. Helen O'Donnell, first preference votes, 12,903. Dee Ryan, first preference, she's Fianna Fáil candidate, 11,785. Daniel Butler, first preference, 10,190. He's the Fine Gael candidate in Limerick's mayoral election race. And Maurice Quinlivan, next up in fifth position, 8,331. He's, of course, the Sinn Féin candidate and is sitting TD for Sinn Féin in Limerick. So currently in the lead with 18,308 first preference votes is independent candidate John Moran, followed by independent candidate Helen O'Donnell on 12,903.
Petula Martin, thank you very much indeed for that. I have with me Minister Martin Hayden of Fine Gael. You're very welcome to the programme.
Good afternoon, Cormac.
Did you hear that from Petula Martin?
Yeah, I'm just heard that here now online.
So your candidate, Daniel Butler, I should say, is behind Dee Ryan of Fianna Fáil and Helen O'Donnell, independent, and John Moran, who tops the poll in Limerick so far, about 8,000 or plus behind. What's your reaction?
Yeah, I've been down with Daniel Butler a couple of times in Limerick. He ran a really good campaign. 10,000 votes plus is a very credible first preference. I think when this election was first called, the big thing that jumps out at me there is Maurice Quinlivan's vote there, because everyone was just saying Sinn Féin were a certainty for that seat, and it's just another sign of the absolute collapse in Sinn Féin's vote there, that he is so low down in that space. Obviously, Helen O'Donnell has strong Fine Gael connections, and whichever of herself or Daniel were to go first, you would expect it could be quite an inter-transfer there as well.
So how do you see that going then in terms of Helen O'Donnell or, and I know Dee Ryan as well is not too far behind, but can anyone catch John Moran at this point, in your opinion?
It's hard to know, like, very hard to say on a first count alone. Like, obviously the people that go out where they transfer to will have a big impact, but if I was a candidate in that field, I'd want to be in the first position after the first count and let people try and catch me. And, you know, you'd imagine as an independent, John Moran should be able to continue to pick up transfers along the way, so it's probably his to lose at this point.
Okay, can I turn to locals and the national picture locally, let's say, and who'll be the biggest party? Because we heard at the very start of the programme that you had a lead of 9 over Fianna Fáil. Now it's down to 7. Fianna Fáil are quite confident that they can overtake you.
Well, what is confirmed is the Fine Gael have won the largest percentage of first preference votes around the country, which is not something that happens Fine Gael very often, and is generally not something that happens the lead government party in a midterm or in a local and European elections. So to get that vote across the country is a real testament to our candidates. We had 338 people put their name forward for Fine Gael in these local elections, and the calibre of our sitting councillors and our new candidates, they are people of a really high standard. You know, they're well placed within their communities. The sitting councillors have obviously done the work, and to be at 230 seats already, you know, a few months ago, nobody would have predicted that Fine Gael would be anywhere near that number.
Why did it happen, do you think?
You know, I think there's a number of things to it. I do think it's the calibre of the candidate. We have really good candidates. And in my sense, in canvassing all around Kildare, as I have done, and around Midlands Northwest with Nina Carberry on the eastern side, you know, I have been in that position where I've met a lot of people. And, you know, the calibre of the candidates, the work that has been done, and the real satisfaction with the work that Fine Gael is doing, not just locally, but nationally as well, and internationally. So there is an element of that. People like what Fine Gael are doing in government. And many of them want us to keep working at that, both locally, nationally and internationally.
You know better than most that support, political support, ebbs and flows. And why not strike while the iron is hot now? If you feel that you have good candidates and that support is up for Fine Gael and the government parties, it has to be. Doesn't matter what has been said publicly, it has to be in for consideration now of an earlier election.
Well, on the earlier election, I trust Simon Harris to make the right decision for the country as to when the right time is for that general election, and obviously to do that in consultation with coalition partners. But you make a point there about the very good people that we've had elected here, and it is a key point to be said. Up until this point, there has been a lot of focus on Fine Gael having a lot of members who are retiring because, you know, the nature of a number of those people, how long they've been in politics, it's the natural ebb and flow of things. But what we've seen this weekend is a really high calibre of candidates elected all over our local elections. So whenever that general election is, you can be sure Fine Gael is going to have a very strong team to put forward to contest that general election and to stand on our record of having delivered for the country.
It's happened before in 2019 that you've done well in locals, but not so well in, when it comes to the general election, and vice versa for Sinn Féin, they would say. Do you want to comment on that, sorry?
Well, the one thing that is guaranteed, Cormac, is that we'll all be commenting after whenever the general election is, and the parties that have done well will have said they would have they went at the right time, and the parties that did poorly will say should have went at a different time inside the 2020 vision.
Yeah. Yeah. Can I ask you about the Midlands Northwest constituency in the Euros? We're still awaiting a first count there. Is it possible, as we discussed a little bit earlier on, that Fine Gael could take two seats? What's your thinking on that?
Yeah, it is very possible. I had the great honour of being Nina Carberry's Director of Elections within Fine Gael for managing her campaign. It's really important to say at the outset that we had two fantastic candidates in Maria Walsh and Nina Carberry, both geographically well balanced and well placed, with Maria in the west and Nina in the east. There was a very clear divide. It was managed well. We had eight counties on the eastern side, and while Nina's from a farming background and was very much able to speak to the agricultural challenges and farmers' challenges, she lives in the commuter belt. You know, she's a young mother with all the challenges of a mortgage and childcare costs and all the rest, and knowing what it is, the challenges we have around playing catch up for an infrastructural deficit with all of the houses that are being built on the eastern seaboard. Mm. We need that investment in our services. She's really keen on seeing rewarding ambition and people who want to change their careers and reskill.
Okay, you feel you're in with a shout for two there. Why did Fianna Fáil outpoll Fine Gael in Dublin in the Euros?
In fairness, Barry Andrews ran a great campaign, but we are absolutely delighted with Regina Doherty's vote. She increased her first preference vote on 2019, and it is a fantastic result for both Regina in Fine Gael and also for Fianna Fáil. Very strong return in Dublin. But as I say, like 2 months ago, some people were suggesting that Fine Gael might only come back with two MEPs. We're right now in the hunt for at least four. I'm not on top of how the South will come out after the first count, but definitely we're in with a real shot of two seats in Midlands Northwest. And if that's at the expense of Sinn Féin, that would be calamitous for Sinn Féin.
Okay. We've yet to see and get any clarity on South. We're still awaiting the first count in case people are just tuning in. Minister Martin Hayden of Fine Gael, thank you very much indeed. And just to recap on what the first count in the Limerick mayoral election was, it's John Moran ahead. ahead with 18,000 votes, 18,303. And then the other candidates are well behind. The next is 12,000. Helen O'Donnell, 12,903. D. Ryan of Fianna Fáil, 11,785. And Daniel Butler, who's a Fine Gael candidate, at 10,190. Maurice Quinlivan then at 8,331. We'll take a break.